Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. So much to get into on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, starting with NFL football. Obviously, week two is underway. It got off, obviously, on Thursday with Thursday night football. You had Carolina and Tampa Bay. Saturday, we had some college football and a big upset, at least if you're living in Phoenix, Arizona, for the Arizona State Sun Devils, who go to Michigan State and win on the road. Impressive defensive performance. Offenses were both pretty lackluster, but win's a win, man. It's from my book, a win is a win. And wow, what's happening in Major League Baseball? Those Milwaukee Brewers, awfully hot here at the end of the season, making it interesting, at least for the NL wildcard race. Mike Wilson, fresh off of his birthday yesterday. Good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Yeah, that was quite the upset that the Sun Devils pulled off. And there was a bunch of stuff in college football, but you're right. Major League Baseball, it is that time of year. It is getting interesting.
Absolutely. Well, as you can tell, people, we are just getting started, getting loose. A lot to get into today. On the other side, we'll hook up with our professor of sports, and we'll talk about baseball. So keep it close. John Poulter about to join us. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done, so don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Here's Bellinger hitting one. That one goes a mile. Right center this time and gone again. Home run derby in Miami for the Dodgers. Their fifth tonight.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, and we are now going to bring in our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And then, John, tell him your handle one time, please.
At 12 John Poulter.
Good morning, my friend. How are you, John?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Can't complain. I mean, it's another day in paradise. It's starting to cool down here a little bit, so things are starting to get a little bit better weather-wise, but I'm never complaining when I'm talking sports, never complaining when I'm talking baseball or hockey with you. And let's just get into this real quickly. Obviously, things have changed quite a bit in the last week or two as far as what's happening in the NL wildcard race, and it's pretty miraculous when you really think about what's taken place. The Milwaukee Brewers have their main slugger, their best player, get hurt the other day, and they have kind of just stepped up to that challenge. The Moose is back on the loose. You've seen Ryan Braun step up a little bit here and there. Honestly, John, I don't know how this has happened, but we're here. They're one game out of the wild card race, and quite frankly, I think that their schedule down the stretch is extremely favorable. They don't play anybody else after St. Louis that has an over 500 record, and they took the second game of that series. Obviously, the third game of that series will be happening a little bit later today, but it's pretty remarkable, isn't it?
It's extremely remarkable, especially as you point out that Yelich is out of the lineup. It's going to be interesting from the standpoint that, you know, they do seem to have this next man up mentality. And that's a quote that, you know, you have sort of coined over the years when we've talked, that it's just one of those things that seems that when somebody key gets hurt, the rest of a team just somehow has this knack of, no one tries to step up and replace the numbers of the guy that's missing, but three, four, five, maybe more than that, guys come up and all of a sudden they all want to make that little bit of an extra contribution, and the next thing you know, the team is still playing well. And, you know, to your point, Milwaukee does have a bit of an advantage in that after the Cardinal game, their schedule is a little bit easier, And while they're chasing both the Cubs and the Cardinals, one thing they have to sort of sit back and smile about is the fact that the Cubs and the Cardinals still have seven games head-to-head. So that means that no matter what happens in those seven games between the Cubs and the Cardinals, the Brewers are going to be gaining on one of those teams. Now, obviously, they're going to be keeping pace with one of those teams as well. But at the end of the day, when you're 2 weeks away from the end of the season and you've got two teams to jump over, the mere fact that two of them are playing head-to-head gives you a 50% chance. You just have to go out and win your own games. And at the end of the day, you know that you're going to gain a game on somebody. And the mere fact that they've got to within a game of the Cubs and one and a half of a slumping Washington National team, you kind of have to think that the Brewers might be in much better shape than we thought they were a week ago. You know, in the last couple of weeks, you and I have exchanged messages a couple of times, and we've both kind of said we thought that the Brewers might be on the outside looking in, but when you look at where they sit today, you got to think that they're right in there. And that division has just been crazy all year. I think it's going to be crazy right down to the last series of the season. And really, it's the only race in baseball. So I think the National League Central and the National League Wild Card are basically what baseball is all about in September.
You know, real quickly, Mike, before you jump in, I just got to say, I feel like the Brewers have nine lives. And you're right. You and I have been talking a lot, and I keep saying, oh, they're done. They're out of this thing. And then, bam, before I know it, they get themselves right back in it. And you know, it's a credit to them for them not giving up and being able to put a string of games together. But it's also really interesting to see how the Cubs are unable to, you know, distance themselves. And same thing with the Nationals. And, Mike, jump on in. I'm sorry to steal your thunder there. Go ahead.
No, that's fine. And good morning, John. You know, as good as things have been for the Brewers and them getting back in the race, it's been the exact opposite for the Cubs. What has been, and it's been real frustrating around my household, I'll tell you that much, with these Cubbies. What's been the thing that's just snake bitten the Cubs?
Well, good question, Mike. Good morning. I really don't have the answer, and clearly Joe Maddon doesn't have the answer either, or he would have fixed the problem. Obviously, the injury to Baez has been a big thing. But, you know, I look at the talent on that Cub roster, and I just wonder why this team doesn't mesh. And in some respects, you know, they're a little bit like the L.A. Angels. They got a lot of talent, but they just don't seem to be able to put it together. And I got to think that if the Cubs don't have a real big splash in the postseason this year, there's going to be some big changes made there, either with Maddon, maybe even with Epstein, but certainly with the player roster. They can't afford to continue to spin their wheels like this. And, you know, looking at the two teams in the standings, the Cubs are one game ahead. They're 80 and 68. The Brewers are 79 and 69. And therefore, it's a race. But if you look at the run differential, this is just what blows me away. The Cubs are plus 102. The Brewers, somehow, to Andy's point, are hanging in there. They are minus 31 in the run differential. I mean, that to me is just amazing that you can score 31 less runs and you can still be in a pennant race. I mean, it just, somehow or other, it just doesn't seem to make sense. I guess when they get beat, they get beaten badly, and when they win by one run. But in terms of the Cubs, I don't think anybody has an answer. You know, they've got to be as good as any ball club in terms of talent when you look at them on paper. They just don't seem to be meshing on the field. And if you look at their home record, you know, they're 49 and 24 at home. But where the Cubs have really, really come apart is on the road. They're 31 and 44. Guys, I got to tell you, teams that win pennants don't go that badly on the road. If you're 31 and 44 on the road, obviously you're guaranteed of less than a 500 season on the road. Championship teams don't play at that caliber. They play at a better caliber. I got to think things aren't looking too good on the south side of Chicago right now.
That's the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf also as well in the mix. And I mean, let's keep it rolling here on the NL wildcard race, because I think this is also pretty interesting, and I think it's pretty cool what Pete Alonso's been able to do with the New York Mets. I mean, obviously this guy's a rookie, and he's just a hell of a player, and he's got his team, you know, outside looking in. But what can you say about him, and what can you say about the Mets, the way that they've continued to battle?
Well, they've certainly put their mark on the season the last little while. I should have said the north side of Chicago, not the south side of Chicago, when I was talking about the Cubs. But,
yeah,
you know, I look at the numbers that Alonso has put up, and a lot of people had not heard of this guy until he won the home run contest at the All-Star game. But, you know, here's a guy that's getting close to 50 home runs, had never had a major league plate appearance before this season. So he is a true rookie. He's not one of these guys that's been up and down three or four times, had 60 or 70 at-bats in the month of September one year. This guy was literally a raw rookie right out of spring training. He's taken that team, frankly, to places I didn't think they could go. You know, we keep looking at this Met pitching staff and thinking that this is a team that has a chance because it has a good pitching staff. But for some reason or other, that has become a very dysfunctional team. And once again, I don't have an answer to that. Obviously, I'm not close to the situation, so I can't comment. But there's clearly something wrong in New York from a chemistry standpoint. To your point, Andy, I think Alonso is a big factor here. This issue between Syndergaard and Wilson Ramos, to me, is very disturbing. You know, here we are 2 weeks away from the end of the season. We've got a team in a pennant race, and we've got one of their stronger pitchers bellyaching about who he's pitching to. And he's pitching to a guy that's probably one of the best hitters, other than Alonso, is probably one of the best hitters on the Mets. I always thought that a pitcher liked to have a guy with a big bat in the lineup when he was pitching. So I'm a little puzzled as to why that's got to the point that it's got to. I understand he's also complained to the general manager about it. That's something that should be kept in the clubhouse. It should be with the manager and maybe the pitching coach. But I have to wonder just how dysfunctional that Met team is. The fact that they're still in there is an interesting story. That whole wild card race, you got 6 teams basically looking at 2 spots. And a week ago, I would have said you had 5 teams looking for the last spot, because quite frankly, I thought Washington was pretty much a shoe-in. But the way they've been playing lately, they're 3 and 7 in their last 10. They haven't played well. I've got to wonder just how strong that Washington team is. And we've seen them choke a few times in the past. And
it does happen. I agree. We got to go to a break. We'll get to John Poulter on the other side. So keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I'm Andy Dorf. He's Mike Wilson. We'll be right back.
Alonso drives one deep left center, headed toward the wall. That ball is out of here. Number 46 for Pete Alonso, tied with Trout no more. He's got the Major League lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749. 1-800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Center, Hayward not quite as deep and right. A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series. The Cubs come pouring out of the dugout, jumping up and down like a bunch of delirious 10-year-olds. The Cubs have done it. The longest drought in the history of American sports is over. And the celebration begins.
I don't know, man. I guess I don't know.
With the bases loaded and the game on the line. And Yelich, a shot picked up by Bryant. Steps on the bag at third. Throw to first. Not in time. And the Brewers win.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I'm sorry for anyone I let down with this performance. I promise you I wanted this more than anything.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. A couple of really good clips there. And the one that kind of leaves an imprint on me is Christian Yelich. Obviously, won't be doing that for the Milwaukee Brewers anymore. They're going to have to do it without him. And they've stepped up to the challenge thus far. They are one game out of the wild card race in the NL, just a game behind the Cubs. And by the way, they did bounce back into the NL wild card throughout the week. So this is going to be fun to watch throughout the rest of the way. And we're continuing our conversation with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We're talking baseball, obviously. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. The Arizona Diamondbacks, I mean, at the end of the day, John, they're not going to make it. But the fact that we have had them in the mix for this long with everything that they did last year at the trade deadline, you just got to wonder how Torrey Lovella does it year in and year out, how he does more with less than just about anybody in Major League Baseball. And you have to give these Diamondbacks a lot of credit for at least hanging in there. And to your point about the Milwaukee Brewers, and we don't know how they're doing it because they're minus 31 on that run differential. Well, the Arizona Diamondbacks are plus 69, so or plus 60. I'm sorry, they're plus 60 in the run differential, and they're gritty, they're scrappy, and you know what? They're not going to make the wild card, but this is a hell of a season for the Arizona Diamondbacks with everything being said and done the way that it has, hasn't it, John?
It has, and a week ago we really thought that the Diamondbacks were right there in the thick of things, and we're still talking about them being in that wild card race, but they're 4.5 out. The Phillies are 3.5 out. So I think realistically we have to look at it as a four-team race unless somebody gets awfully hot or somebody gets terribly cold in the next couple of weeks. You got to think that the Diamondbacks and the Phillies are going to be the two teams on the outside looking in. And the Diamondbacks had an opportunity this week to make some ground. They went to New York for a four-game series. If they could have taken three of those four games in New York, they would have not only vaulted themselves a little bit higher, but they would have pulled the Mets back. So they didn't take advantage of that. But to your point, when we looked at this team in spring training, we all agreed that this was a rebuilding team. They'd made a couple of trades. They'd made some decisions to bring in younger players in some of those deals. They'd let a couple of good guys go in free agency. Then at the July 31st deadline this year, they traded Greinke to the Astros for some prospects who, for the most part, have appeared to be either major league ready or pretty close to major league ready. So I think it's a great compliment to the organization that we're even talking about them sort of still being mathematically alive 2 weeks down the road. And to your comment about Lovello, yeah, he seems to do more with less than any other manager around right now. And I guess that this is maybe a result of his great minor league career, where he was a AAA manager and a AA manager for many years before becoming a major league coach with the Blue Jays, and then a bench coach with the Boston Red Sox before becoming the manager of the Diamondbacks. Maybe this is the right type of guy for a team like Arizona at the stage that Arizona is in. I think it's a great success story, and quite frankly, you know, forgetting about whether they make the postseason or not, to me, he's got to be manager of the year in the National League.
I don't disagree with that. We're continuing the conversation with John Poulter, a professor of sports here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf as well. Hey, let's switch over now to the American League and talk about that wild card race, which obviously it's like a three-team race in that sense, because Cleveland is the only one within striking distance. Boston 10 games back, so they're done. Cleveland 2.5 games out. Looks like Minnesota has absolutely, you know, stepped on the gas a little bit, and they've made their mark. So Cleveland is battling for that wild card spot, and quite frankly, a pretty good baseball team is not going to be in the playoffs on the American League side. And I think it's going to be the Cleveland Indians, to be honest with you, John. I think that they're going to be the team on the outside looking in. And what can we say about what Oakland's done this past week? They've really catapulted themselves back in the forefront. Now they're leading the wild card race, five-game winning streak for them. And I think Cleveland's going to be the odd man out here. What do you say?
Yeah, I can't say that I disagree with you. About a month ago, we saw the Indians play some really good baseball for about 2 or 3 weeks, actually caught the Minnesota Twins. But to your point, the Twins have stepped on the gas again and kind of put Cleveland in the rearview mirror. And it's an interesting race in that wild card, because you've got Oakland, Tampa Bay, and Cleveland all extremely close, all better teams on the road than they are at home, but no head-to-head games. So basically you just got to go out there and keep on winning. And Cleveland has been struggling a little bit in the last while. I think they've lost their last two, and they're only 6-4 in their last 10, whereas both Oakland and Tampa are 8-2. So at this time of year, you get that kind of a swing in a 10-game stretch, and it's amazing what it can do for the standings. But we've known all along that in the American League there's going to be a pretty good baseball team. I would suspect with a lot more than 90 wins is not going to be playing postseason baseball. And that's a little disappointing, but I think it's made for a good race. And, you know, we talked about the Diamondbacks, and maybe the Oakland Athletics are the Diamondbacks of the American League, because every year they seem to be trading players before their contracts are up. They seem to be getting young players back. They seem to be getting retreads and reclamation projects. But every year we look at the Oakland Athletics as being a wild card contender, and they don't generally do too well once they get to the postseason. But you got to take your hat off to the work that they're doing out there in Oakland with obviously a small, antiquated stadium. They're looking getting into the postseason, and that's a great story. And to your point, they are leading that race right now. So, you know, maybe we need to speak as highly of Oakland as we do of Arizona in terms of what they're doing with what they have on paper.
John, you know, you bring up Oakland, you know, one of those things with Oakland we also have to contend with is, you know, relocating. And I know that, you know, back home in Portland, they talk about Oakland as well. So I just think that's another thing, you know, to overcome that talk is great. But my question is, you know, it seems to be that everybody tends to think that the Yankees and the Astros are just headed on a collision course. Is there anything with Minnesota that they can kind of ruin the party, so to speak, between the Yankees and the Astros?
I guess there's always a chance, because it's baseball, and we've seen teams go 83-79 in the regular season and end up winning the World Series. So anything is possible. But when you look at the pitching staff in Houston, the starting rotation specifically, and the back end's not all that bad either, You go to New York, and it's almost the opposite. The bullpen is the strength there, and the starting pitching is a little weak. I would have to say that the Yankees and the Astros would be better teams than Minnesota, but having said that, we've just pointed out a weakness in the Yankees starting staff. If for some reason the Yankees and Minnesota hook up in the postseason and the Twins get the bats going early in a game against that, in my mind, a rather weaker New York Yankees starting staff, it's possible that the Twins could get themselves a bigger lead before the Yankee bullpen can come in and shut them down. So I think there's probably a better chance that Minnesota plays well against the Yankees than Minnesota playing well against the Houston Astros. But I've been wrong 100 times before, and I'll be wrong 100 times again. So, you know, at the end of the day, I still think the Astros and the Yankees are the cream of the crop in the American League, Mike.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. Hey, I'm going to leave you with this, John. How many teams do you think wind up getting to 100 wins, and how many teams do you think wind up losing 100 games?
Well, I'm going to suggest you're probably going to see four teams get to 100 wins. I think you're going to see the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Astros, and an outside chance of the Minnesota Twins. They've got to win nine more. They're at 91. I think that's a possibility. On the 100 loss side, we've already got Baltimore there. We've already got Detroit there. I think Kansas City, Toronto, and Miami. So you might see as many as five teams lose 100 games.
Wow. John, as always, a true pleasure talking baseball with you. Have an awesome day.
My pleasure as always, guys. We'll chat next week.
John Poulter, professor of sports, breaking it down like nobody's business. Anyways, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to come back and probably get into some college football. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to
determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Everybody at the table is all in. Tate.
They're going to take their shot here.
5 seconds.
He can go. He can go. He can do this.
He's going to have the lead. Tate.
Oh!
And Hawaii wins by a yard.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. A lot to get into, obviously, in college football. A lot to get into in the NFL, which we hit really, really hard, hour number two of the program. And, you know, Mike, we got to talk some college football because what happened with Arizona State and Michigan State on Saturday was, okay, we had one thing right, okay, my friend? We had one thing right and one thing right only, that this was going to be an ugly football game. We were thinking it was going to be an ugly football game in the sense of that Michigan State was just going to go out there and just absolutely manhandle Arizona State. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I should say, for Arizona State, that wasn't the case. They obviously were up to the challenge physically 100%, and they went out there and they shut down Michigan State, who, to me, I thought they were going to have better offensive weapons than they had. Either that or the Arizona State Sun Devils, Danny Gonzalez, had just the most unbelievable defensive game plan set up for Michigan State, but they really made Michigan State look very ordinary. They made them look pretty bad, and this was an offensive struggle or a defensive battle, however you want to look at it. But at the end of the day, Arizona State walks out with a victory, 10-7 over Michigan State. Probably not the game that we expected, other than the fact that yes, it was ugly, but not ugly in the way that we thought, Mike.
Yeah, you're exactly right. It was ugly. And to me, it was more of an offensive struggle. And, you know, to your point that Michigan State didn't have the offensive weapons that they thought they had, and they just looked normal. They didn't look like anything spectacular. And we were warned about this on Friday as well. So it was just, you know, bottom line, look, Arizona State went on the road to a tough spot, you know, in East Lansing, and just they came out with the win. At the end of the day, that's all that matters. And with their upcoming game next week against Colorado, you know, look, the Sun Devils can be 0-4. They can be 4-0 if they take down Colorado, which is not going to be an easy feat. But they're going to have that game at home, and this is one of those games, Dorf, that you know and I know that can cause, you know, a season that we weren't too sure about to turn into something special.
No, I totally agree with that. And what I took away and what I was most impressed with was Jaden Daniels, man. I mean, dude, he stepped up late in that ball game. He looked a lot like Manny Wilkins, I got to say, man. When he had the opportunity to run and get the first downs, you know, they didn't have anybody spying on him. So he was able to maneuver and get himself in great positions to keep drives going for the Sun Devils. And I don't know if you happen to catch the end of the ball game, but Michigan State has three timeouts. And I actually think that they really mishandled the end of the ball game by using those timeouts when they didn't even have the ball. They were using them when Arizona State had the ball. And I don't know. I just feel like it would have played out much different if they would have let the game kind of go instead of slowing the game down. And what that did is it allowed Arizona State some time to get some plays. It allowed them to get their legs under them. And, you know, a defense is always going to be on its heels at that point in the game. I'm sorry, but that, at least that's the way I see it. A defense is going to have more on the table or more to lose at that point. And I think you just want to let the game kind of play itself out, especially when you have the lead like they did 7-3 at that point. So I just think that the way that they handled the clock late in the ball game is not the way that I would have handled the game. Did you see anything like what I'm talking about?
No, I did, and it was one of those things where you take those timeouts and you let a young team in Arizona State kind of gather themselves, double check with the coaches to make sure that, okay, this is what we're doing, this is how we want to do it, and you just let them kind of, like I said, gather themselves and just make sure everything that they're going to do is what they want to do. And anytime, you know, especially on that last field goal try for the Spartans, anytime you're like literally kind of running out your kick, your special teams, your kicking game out there in a confusing manner, which it seemed like they were doing, it never bodes well. And it was certainly not the finest hour for D'Antonio and his coaching staff on the last few minutes of that game.
Yeah, I was very unimpressed with how they handle the clock there late in the ball game. So, look, unfortunate for Michigan State, but really, really good for Arizona State. And I agree with you about Colorado coming to town next week. You got to follow that victory up that you had at Michigan State with obviously a nice victory over Colorado. Otherwise, that victory over Michigan State means nothing. Look, at the top 5-10 teams look like to me they went out and played pretty solid football. Penn State obviously squeaking by a Pittsburgh team, not very impressive there. And you know, we talked to Dario Melendez on the local show in Phoenix, which, by the way, you can check out on pulseradio.fm. If you're checking us out now, we're on Friday mornings in Phoenix, Arizona, 9 to 11 a.m. Arizona time, so adjust your clocks. But you know, he said that the Big Ten was relatively weak, and I wasn't trying to buy into that, but he might be onto something, because ultimately the only team I really trust out of the Big Ten right now is Ohio State, and I know that kind of pains me to say, but ultimately I do think that Ohio State is a pretty good football team, and you do know that I come from the great state of Wisconsin, and I'm a big Badger fan, but I think they go as far as Jonathan Taylor can take them ultimately, and at the end of the year, those legs get a little bit more tired, so we'll see how things play out for them. But I don't trust the Big Ten, man. I don't trust the Pac-12 either. I don't trust a lot of conferences out there. The only one I really do trust is SEC, and then I'll give the ACC one team, which is Clemson. But other than that, I don't trust a lot of football teams out there in the country, and I don't know if I'm buying into the Big Ten hype at this point, Mike.
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you in terms of the hype. I think you and I learned a few things about the Big Ten based off of that Arizona State game last night. So, you know, and let's keep in mind this. I mean, we haven't talked about this, and I'm sure we will, but Jalen Hurts, man, for Oklahoma, holy smokes. I mean, is this guy on a tear? Is, you know, does he have the Heisman right in his grasp right now? But, you know, Jalen, and granted they were playing UCLA, which is just a train wreck right now, but you still got to put up the numbers. You still got to go out and play. And Jalen is not settling for anything but perfection from him and his teammates. What do you say?
Oh, I love Jalen Hurts, and I thought that he was going to play with a chip on his shoulder this season, and just another solid performance as they destroy UCLA, who, by the way, are pretty friggin' awful right now, and that's an embarrassment. But with that being said, Les Miles is getting it done for Kansas, bro, and you and I talked about this a while ago, but I said I think that he's the kind of guy that can come in and change that culture, and I think he's done that quite a bit, at least early in this football season. Well, let's jump out to the phones as we've got our good buddy Mitch in Santa Monica on the line right now. So we'll jump out to Mitch in Santa Monica, and obviously we're talking some college football and a great performance out of Arizona State yesterday on the road at Michigan State. We're talking a little bit about the Big Ten, and I'm not buying into the hype, and I definitely don't buy into what we're seeing in the Pac-12 when UCLA is as pathetic as it comes. And I know he's going to be all about his Cal Bears because I know he's got a kid that goes to Cal. They're squeaking out victories week in and week out. But Mitch in Santa Monica, my friend, you're up. It is Dorf on Sports, weekend edition. You got Mike Wilson. You got the Dorf Man. What's on your mind today?
Boy, you guys almost took my whole thoughts right out of my head. First of all, I want to talk about the week that was. My Andy not being a true believer in the True Blue Brew Crew, crawling back into the wild card position, only to have Christian Yelich break his kneecap. I mean, come on, man. We were just there. We were almost there. But going back to college football, you guys are exactly right. The Big Ten is a freaking joke right now. I mean, we got to see what happens next week when Wisconsin plays Michigan, because that's going to kind of set up where we're at with this, with that conference. But looking at the Pac-12, hey man, those Cal Golden Bears, even though they let North Texas State back in a little bit after the big win off Washington, coming up against Ole Miss, and you know Mitch in Santa Monica is going to be at that ASU game in 2 weeks, right before Rosh Hashanah. We are going to have just a blast. Cal Bears are for real, boy. Garbers is a real quarterback, and that is a real defense out there. So you guys got to watch out for them. I am all over my Cal Bear football right now. And hey, baby, how about the Canes? Throwing up, what, 65 in a shutout after what they are going 0-2? I'm don't throw out my Canes yet either.
Hey, Mitch in Santa Monica, you just made us think of something here. So Cal plays ASU in 2 weeks. Are we live in Berkeley in a couple of weeks or what?
Oh, we are definitely live. Not only are we live in Berkeley in 2 weeks, but we're live with Bubby. Bubby's coming in.
Wow.
Bubby's coming in to go see the Maxinator, who face-planted into the Cal Memorial Stadium turf yesterday, by the way, with his sousaphone. He had a little face plant in while he was doing his California strut. So it's not only going to be just Mitch in Santa Monica, but we got some other folks, and we got the Bubby there. I mean, you know, this is it. This is one of the three games we'll be up there. We'll be live from that game. We'll be live for the Oklahoma State game. And, of course, I'll be up there live for the USC game, giving you reports on Sunday morning about those games.
That's pretty cool. Hey, I got to ask you this, man. So Green Bay plays Minnesota today, obviously, in Lambeau. The frozen tundra is not going to be frozen at this point in the season. But what are your thoughts on that game before we got to rock out of this hour, man?
Very simple. You've already said it. If I haven't heard it today, you've said it before. We've got a law firm there that's going to put a sentence on these guys, and they're going to put him in Minnesota, to be sent away for a long time. I am taking the Packers big time on this one. I think that this team is for real. I believe that they've had now 10 days off and ready to prepare for the Vikings, and it's going to be a fantastic game. I don't know why I'm not getting it locally here in L.A., but you know what? We got a ways to find out that game. You know, we got the ticket. We're all good to go. So I am all over the Packers. I'm very excited about this. I think Rodgers looks fantastic. I think his attitude towards the team is not something that we haven't seen in a long, long time. He's having a lot of fun. And if Rodgers is having fun, and by the way, if we got a defense, which by the way, we got a defense, I have no problems picking my Packers today.
Wow. Well, Mitch in Santa Monica, as always, you know it's a true pleasure talking sports with you, my friend. And Have a great Sunday. Have an awesome Packer victory, hopefully. And we'll talk to you, if not on the Late Show, we'll talk to you next week.
Well, you know, social media's been clamoring, hitting me up. They want to know my picks. So if you really, you know, I've been getting all this stuff. Mitch in Santa Monica, what are your picks? If you want, man, I can roll them off for you real quick, and I'll tell you who's going to win today. I'll give you my Mitch in Santa Monica picks.
Well, we'll have to do that next week. I can hear the music. So thanks for letting us know that we can get some picks by Mitch. That's what we're going to have it be called next week. It's Picks by Mitch here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. But we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
And pin the Huskies as deep as they possibly can. Flint is going to go up. It's blocked. It's blocked and it's picked up by Sutton Smith. And he'll score.
Rodgers takes the handoff, waits. Off the right side, he breaks into the end zone for the Panther touchdown from 9 yards out, showing the patience of Job. And then when the Red Sea parted, he was in.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Just wrapping up hour number one. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can always get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Hit us up on the phone, 1-800-878-7529. NFL Week 2 is here, Mike Wilson. And obviously, hour number two of the program, we're going to dedicate to talking all NFL and obviously, one of the leads would obviously be, once again, Antonio Brown playing week two for the New England Patriots. He also has decided to reject a $2 million settlement with Brittany Taylor, the gal that claims a few different times allegations about him raping her and things along those lines and conduct probably unbecoming. So we'll see how that all unfolds. And do you think it's right for him to be playing right now? I guess that's my question.
You know, personally, I would have put him on the exempt list until they get through all this stuff and they figure out what happened, who did what, who didn't do what, all those kind of things. So that's where I am with this. And plus, he doesn't need to play against Miami. I mean, that's going to be like playing against a JV squad anyways. I mean, it's like throwing against air.
That's hilarious. You're just upset because it's going to make the Dolphins' day that much tougher. But I don't know, man. It's interesting. The whole situation is not good. So we'll figure it out as it all unfolds. Anyways, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back, everybody.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The United Auto Workers Union announced that its roughly 49,000 members at General Motors plants in the U.S. will go on strike tonight because contract negotiations with the automaker has broken down. The decision came just hours after about 200 plant-level union leaders voted unanimously in favor of the walkout during a meeting this morning in Detroit. The family that owns OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma use Swiss and other hidden accounts to transfer over $1 billion to themselves, according to New York's Attorney General. The state of New York is asking a judge to enforce subpoenas of many companies, banks, and advisors to Purdue and its owners, the Sackler family, and they said they've uncovered what was previously unknown wire transfers. The transfers bolster allegations by New York and other states that the Sacklers worked to shield their wealth in recent years because of mounting worries about legal threats over the painkillers.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The Trump administration has been enforcing a tough new asylum policy that was recently affirmed by the Supreme Court. With more, here's USA's Wendy King.
The new policy effectively denies asylum to all non-Mexican migrants who arrive at the southern U.S. border. A spokeswoman for Homeland Security says the policy will be retroactive to July 16th. The Trump administration initially announced the rule. Under the new rules, asylum will be denied to anyone arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border who did not seek asylum in the country or countries they passed through first. I'm Wendy King.
A Houston police officer was hospitalized in stable condition after he was shot with his own gun in a struggle with a suspect who, along with three others, stole two vehicles and attempted to kill a priest in a crime spree that played out in Houston. The 29-year-old officer was wearing a bulletproof vest when he was shot, but he was struck in the lower abdomen just below the vest. The police chief of Houston, Art Acevedo, said he's hopeful for a full recovery. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Despite concerns for those with disabilities, the Minneapolis City Council has voted to ban all new construction of drive-through windows. John Clemens reports.
The new ban does not restrict drive-through windows already operating, but does outlaw the construction at fast food restaurants, banks, dry cleaning stores, and other businesses in the future. Many fast food restaurants report the majority of their business comes from drive-through windows. Minneapolis hopes their plan will help eliminate greenhouse gas emissions as well as noise levels from idling cars. Concern now is how this will impact customers with disabilities or the elderly. City officials report the ban will not affect drive-through proposals that have been submitted before the new ordinance was passed. I'm John Clemens.
Pacific Gas and Electric has agreed to pay $11 billion to a group of insurance companies representing most of the claims from Northern California wildfires in 2017 and 2018 as the company tries to dig out from bankruptcy. The utility said in a statement, the tentative agreement was reached with the insurance companies holding 85% of the claims from the fires that included the November 2018 fire that decimated the town of Paradise, California, killing 86 people. The insurers said in a separate statement, the settlement is well below the $20 billion the insurance companies had sought in bankruptcy court. However, it is more than the company had initially offered as part of the filing earlier this week. This is USA Radio News. Thanks for listening on your weekend. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you. Good afternoon to others. Welcome in. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, hour number two of the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. Get at me. Let's talk about what's going to happen in week two of the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorfon Sports, and so much to talk about with week two happening right before us here in about an hour or so. We've got Antonio Brown stuff to talk about. He's in for week two. Aaron Rodgers looked terrible week one. Will he bounce back and have a better game week two against the Minnesota Vikings? I'm not so sure about that, to be honest with you. When you talk about that defense that Minnesota's going to throw at him, I think they're going to be ready for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, to be quite honest with you. So we'll see. New England Patriots go to play the Miami Dolphins. That should be a joke. In all honesty, I don't know if Antonio Brown's services are going to be needed, but ultimately, they're going to be playing him, and he'll probably have a pretty big day. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Arizona going on the road in a tough environment there in Baltimore, a place that they haven't won since 1997, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see how week two of the NFL unfolds. Believe me, man, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm just getting warmed up, just getting loose. A lot to get into in this hour. It's going to be all about the NFL here on Dorfon Sports, the weekend edition with Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back, everybody. Keep it close.
We'll be right back.
28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
It's summertime once again, which means pool parties, barbecues, and relaxation, but it also means home projects, which aren't much fun. So why not let Home Advisor take them off your hands? From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area, letting you get back to summer fun. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's Project Cost Guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. So don't wait. Get those projects done now and make the most of your summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free award-winning HomeAdvisor app today.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
First down, play fake. Boot to the right, Witten's open. At the five, at the three, touchdown for the goal.
Second and 10 as Cooper just looks on.
Wide open, touchdown, Allen Hurts.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. A lot to get into in the NFL. Week 2 is upon us. I'm going to run through the games for you real quickly. 49ers play the Bengals. Chargers play the Lions. Minnesota playing Green Bay. Colts playing the Titans, Patriots at the Dolphins, Bills and Giants, Seahawks and Steelers, Cowboys play the Redskins, Cardinals on the road at Baltimore playing the Ravens, Jaguars playing the Texans, Chiefs at the Raiders, Bears and Broncos, Saints and Rams, Eagles and Falcons. The Thursday night game was already played. Buccaneers got it done on the road against Carolina 20-14, and then the Monday nighter is Browns and Jets. So, Mike, there's some interesting games on the docket for sure, where you've got some teams going cross country to play in places where they haven't done so well in a long, long time. And why not start right off with our Arizona Cardinals, who are on the road playing the Baltimore Ravens, a place that they haven't won, if I'm not mistaken, since 1997. So we saw three quarters of what Cliff Kingsbury classified as the worst offense that he's ever seen. And then they had a fourth quarter where they came back from 18 points down. And a lot of people, even nationally, are feeling like it was more of closer to a win than a loss. At the end of the day, it's not a win, and ties hurt you when you're talking about the NFL. So Arizona Cardinals, are we going to see what we saw for three quarters, or are we going to see what we saw for that last quarter, or are we going to see a mixed bag? Is that, that's kind of where I'm at. I think we're going to see a mixed bag, but what say you, Mike Wilson, about Kyler Murray, Cliff Kingsbury, and the Arizona Cardinals going on the road to a place that they haven't won since 1997?
I think we're going to see a mixed bag. I mean, those first three quarters last week were exactly what Kingsbury was saying. It was the worst offense he had seen ever. And it was. I mean, it was just downright pathetic. It was no fun to watch. And you know, we got all this talk. Of this offense that was going to be unleashed and all those kind of things. And it was certainly unleashed like, you know, someone dealing with a hangover from a Vegas bender last week. So, you know, I think this week it's going to be more of a mixed bag like you. But I still think in the end, the Cardinals are going to be heading home to Phoenix 0-2.
Well, 0-1-1 maybe is what you mean, right?
Oh, one, yeah.
I hear your point, though. Yeah. I get it. Without a win in the win column, look, I think when you have a rookie quarterback and you have a rookie head coach, you're going to have games where it can look pretty ugly at times, and that's what we saw for three quarters. And I think that when you talk about the matchup that you have with the Baltimore Ravens, you're talking about a coach on the other side that has the same type of quarterback that you have, who's obviously moved on a little bit and is a little bit further in his career. So I think that if there's anybody that can have his defense very well prepared for this, it's got to be John Harbaugh with the Baltimore Ravens, because he's got Lamar Jackson run on his offensive side. So I think – and he's probably a better version of Kyler Murray at this point. Yes or no?
Certainly a bigger version. he's certainly a bigger version of him. And, you know, like you alluded to just a second ago, like he's progressed a little bit. He's been in the league. He knows what it takes to, you know, he's learned what it takes to be a professional. But he's a bigger, better version right now of what Kyler is. So, and Harbaugh's going to be, like you said, it's going to be extremely prepared for this. But He has the same guy, like I said, but just a bigger version of Kyler, and knows how to, you know, he's going to know how to defend this. He's not going to be surprised by anything. And, you know, you and I talked about Harbaugh before, and we're both in agreement that we think Harbaugh's, like his brother, you know, they're both pretty good coaches. So, you know, he's not going to be caught off guard by anything that Kingsbury's going to, you know, dial up.
So from some of the good that we saw last week and some of the bad, obviously you can throw Baltimore in there and you can throw in the Cardinals and, you know, and you can throw the Cardinals in both sides of that equation. To be honest with you, we saw good and bad from
right.
the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah.
We saw a lot of good from Baltimore. We saw really bad from your Steelers. We saw pretty damn good from the Patriots. I mean, I can go up and down the slate, but from week one, and we know how big of a week-to-week league this is, ultimately,
right.
Who do you think could have the biggest turnaround, either positive or negative, from week one?
Oh, I definitely think Pittsburgh is going to have a turnaround. I don't see them performing the way they did against New England last week. They're going to have Seattle at home, and that's going to be an entertaining game, I think. I think the Steelers are going to come out on top. I think there's going to be plenty of points scored, but I do think Pittsburgh's going to have the W today, and I think they're going to have a nice turnaround. I don't know, in a negative sense, if you get any worse for my Dolphins. because I could probably coach a freshman high school team and probably score on them, considering what they did last week. But I think this week is just going to be as ugly. I don't think New England's going to really run up the score on them because Belichick doesn't like to do that against, you know, his former coaches that get other jobs. You know, you have to wonder, you know, how does Detroit, you know, after giving up that lead, and really Detroit should have won that game last week, how do they respond at home against the Chargers, who are no, you know, they're no scrub. But, you know, what do you think? I mean, what about Houston? I mean, Houston, that game against the Saints was so fun to watch. And Deshaun Watson was just, you know, electric for most of that game. What do you think, or how do you think that team responds to that loss going into their game today with Jacksonville?
Look, I mean, the Texans are a good football team, my friend, and they had a great shot to win that game and just gave a little bit too much time to Drew Brees to get down the field just enough to give Will Lutz another opportunity to kick one through the uprights. And that was a 57-yarder, if I'm not mistaken. So it wasn't – that was no gimme by any means. And for all practical purposes, you know, the Texans actually won that game. And obviously they didn't win, but you get my point. They're right. Going to be just fine. I'm sorry, but I like their makeup a lot. I think they got a pretty – quality team in general, but Deshaun is just special. He's one of those guys that can take a game over himself. So I love that kid, man. He's maybe the most. He Lamar Jackson, maybe Patrick Mahomes. Those might be the three guys that I want to watch most. And obviously, you know, I'm a huge Packer fan, but those guys are just electric, and they're so fun to watch, and we don't know what's coming out of them because I feel like we've seen just about everything from Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady that we can expect, and these guys, they're still kind of blossoming right before our eyes. So I think it'll be interesting to see how the Chiefs, you know, come out, man. They're playing the Raiders, who played inspired without Antonio Brown, and, you know, they put together a pretty nice victory in week one, and I think the Chiefs are – Without Tyreek Hill, we'll see if Sammy Watkins has such a spectacular day like he did week one. I mean, I know that Tyreek Hill went out, but at that point, Sammy Watkins was just so hot. So it was like he couldn't miss a catch. But anyways, I do hear the music. I know we got to take a break. We're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the NFL. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Hayden Hurst goes in motion, sets to the right side of the line. Dolphins showing blitz up the middle. They bring it. Jackson, play action, throws complete. Hollywood Brown has it at the 30.
Watson in the pocket. Watson rifles over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown, DeAndre Hopkins. Big time throw. And Hopkins with a snatch. The Texans once again silence the crowd in New Orleans.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Shotgun snap to Brady, backs up, four-man rush, dumps it off across the middle, catch by Gordon, striding to the 20, and he goes at the 5, out of the tackle, five, into the end zone, touchdown, Patriots!
Darnold in the shotgun, third and goal at the Bills 9-yard line, gets a 4th and 10 on third down. Empty backfield, Darnold takes the shotgun snap, drops back, looks left, swings one left, caught, and at the goal line. Is a Jet, the first touchdown of the season for the Jet offense, and they've got a 14-0 lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
Oh, that is awesome. Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us. Let's talk. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And want to give a shout-out to all the different ways that you can obviously listen to the show. The mothership for us is Sports Byline. We appreciate you guys so much. And then, obviously, the other spots, TuneIn, iHeart, KSRN, which is the Casual Sports Radio Network, Heartland News Feed, so a ton of different places to catch the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition with Mike Wilson and myself, Andy Dorf. And again, you can always catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind here on Sports Overnight America, the world famous Sports Overnight America. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, so we'll be talking about what we saw on the field. Right now, we talk about what we think we're going to see on the field. Isn't that right, Mike Wilson?
That is exactly right. And, hey, you know, we were talking earlier or before the break about, you know, the teams are going to rebound or keep going downhill. And I forgot to mention the Cleveland Browns. I mean, I don't know a team that got received more hype than any other team this offseason. And what did they do? They stunk it up. But I think this week at New York with Sam Darnold out, starting linebacker out, an offensive lineman out for the Jets. You know, I think the Browns probably rebound on Monday night against the Jets.
No, I think that's a good call. And mono for our man Sam Darnold is a tough one. He may be out till week 5 or week 6. And like their coach said, Adam Gase, he says, you know, thank God we have the bye week early in the season. I mean, they really may need it early because of Sam Darnold, which is kind of crazy. But, yeah, mono is a tough one. He's going to be tired. He's going to be weak, and it's going to take him a little time to get his strength back up there. But, yeah, you know, look, I think that it's really easy to overreact to either really positive stuff that you saw or really negative stuff that you saw in week one. I've always said, at least in my humble opinion, Mike, let's wait about a month before we're making too much of a judgment on what we think teams can or will be throughout the season. But with that being said, 12% of teams that get off to 0-2 starts make the playoffs. So that would mean already that a team I thought was going to be a little bit better, the Carolina Panthers, are in somewhat trouble. And ultimately that has to do with the fact that Cam Newton is not 100%. And if he was, they would have given him the ball the other day and 4th-and-1, real close to the goal line. I'm telling you, Tom Brady would have taken that to sneak it. Just about anybody would have taken that ball to sneak it. And, you know, people will argue that they gave it to their best player in Christian McCaffrey. But you know what? Christian McCaffrey was – that was a – like you've said, that was a gadget play. It was a trick play. He wasn't running straight up the gut. He had to run about 15 yards before he got 1 yard when you think about it. So they don't have a lot of faith, and I know that they went to Cam Newton a couple times throughout the games in short yardage stuff, and he didn't get it. But at that point in the game, I'm sorry, but you got to go with that guy who's 6'5" and 250 pounds, and he's been doing it for about 7 years of his career so far. I would not put the ball in the hands of Christian McCaffrey. But my point is that teams that go 0-2, they usually don't make the playoffs. It's a 12% chance. Do you think that the Carolina Panthers can turn things around and not be part of the 12% and be a greater percentage?
You know, that's a good question. Based off of, you know, I mean, like you said, this is such a week-to-week league, you know, but based off of what we saw in that last game, there is something wrong with Cam. I mean, you know, for him to, you know, to not be called on to make that play at the end of the game and run that gadget play and, you know, all those kind of things, there's something definitely wrong. But, you know, like I said on our local show, let's not, you know, everybody was like, oh my God, you know, Cam can't complete a pass. Well, his completion percentage throughout his whole career has not been all that great. So, you know, for him to do what he was doing and misfiring the other night on a lot of passes didn't really surprise me. What surprised me was just maybe how bad, you know, maybe he was overthrowing or underthrowing or just throwing in general to his receivers. And you made the point on the local show that he doesn't have, you know, one of those big, tall receivers, you know, like Benjamin, like he had a couple of seasons ago that he can throw to that can go up and get it because of his height. But with that being said, you know, the rest of the guys on the team need to step up their game and they need to help the quarterback out a little bit as well. So do I think they can do it? I want to say yeah, but, you know, Carolina's just one of those schizophrenic teams that I really don't trust. And you were talking about trusting the Big Ten earlier. I just don't trust the Carolina Panthers right now.
I mean, look, and again, with an 0-2 record, pretty hard to trust a team at that point in time. So I'm with you 100%. What about the Falcons? They started out against Minnesota pretty poorly, but it seemed like late in the ball game they started figuring things out. And I understand that Minnesota was up 28-0, and you know they're probably playing a serious prevent defense at that point. And there was only about 5 minutes or so left. And I believe Matty Ice got into the end zone a couple of times. But with that being said, they were a team that I really was expecting to be a pretty solid football team. They got a lot of great offensive weapons. Defensively, I'm kind of shocked that they got eaten up and sliced up the way that they did by Minnesota in week one. But can the Falcons turn things around this season?
You would certainly hope so, because you and I talked about, you know, leading up to the season, the regular season, that we liked Atlanta to be able to turn around their fortune from the past couple of years. Because you and I both like Matty Ice, we do, and there's weapons there, Julio Jones, and, you know, they got a good squad. But last week was just one of those things that, like, you know, I talked about trust with Carolina. Can we trust Atlanta to turn this thing around? I'd like to know your thoughts as well with Atlanta.
I mean, again, I'm expecting them to be a team that does compete for that division. I mean, I always look at that division. I'm like, you know, obviously you got New Orleans, but I mean, the Falcons, I really was expecting them to rebound, Mike. I really am. So I think that right. They're in a position to be at home. They got the Eagles coming to town who there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. And this might be one of those games where it comes down to who has the ball last, to be honest with you. And whether it's Matty Ice or whether it's Carson Wentz, and does DeSean Jackson make a play, or Alshon Jeffries, or is it Julio Jones, or you know, one of the guys for Matty Ice to make a play? I mean, ultimately, I see a lot of points being scored in this football game. They're playing on that track indoors, and I at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. I expect fireworks. I really do. And look, this isn't going to be an easy game, but I think if you can beat the Philadelphia Eagles week two, I think that this helps your confidence a whole hell of a lot. And this could be what the Atlanta Falcons need to kind of jumpstart their season, Mike.
No, I agree. You know, getting a W after, you know, showing such a poor performance last week would do Atlanta just a ton of good, like you said, with their confidence and just getting a W, getting a win, heading forward with their season. But let me ask you this as well. I'm just going to fire some questions at you, if you don't mind. Dallas, are they the best team in the NFC East, or what? What do you think?
Well, it's interesting that you went there, because that was where I was going to go next, because we've talked about the ups and downs from week one, and obviously that was one of the ups. Dak Prescott had a tremendous day. Amari Cooper had a great day. Randall Cobb even had a pretty damn good day too. So, yeah, I think that the Cowboys are a pretty good football team, and it's no wonder, you know, you put Ezekiel Elliott back on that field and it's going to make a world of difference, and it just opens things up for other guys. And you know, he had the support of his team to do what he did, and now he's back, and so far so good. But again, it's a week-to-week league, Mike, as you know and I know. Week one was fantastic. This sounds like it could be somewhat of a letdown week, actually. Case Keenum and the Redskins they're not going to go down without a fight. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. We'll come back. We'll continue that discussion about the Cowboys and other things. Keep it close. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson and Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Ryan on the near hash takes a snap. Matt looks, cuts it loose. Hooper the catch. He's in the end zone. He broke the plane.
You gotta be kidding me.
He broke the plane, and they're going to mark him at the one.
These are the same two clowns that didn't see Coleman get in the end zone on the third down.
Here's the fourth and goal snap.
They're coming.
Here's the blitz. Ryan giving ground. Going to loop it for Hooper. Makes the catch. Touchdown.
What the hell's going on out here?
This is Dorf on Sports.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that two-thirds of all men, they start losing their hair by the age of 35? And if you notice, you might think, uh-oh, it's too late. It's gone. Go to 4hims.com. One-stop shop for hair loss, also skin care, sexual awareness. It's all for men. It's science, so you don't have to be bald. They connect you with real doctors, medical solutions. It treats hair loss. Go to 4hims.com. All the products are shipped directly to your door and order now. Now, my listeners of the Video Game Review, they get a free trial of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. So here's what you do. 4hims, that's right, for him, no Hims. 4hims.com/VGR. That's forhims.com/VGR.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
New Orleans. They trail by six. Watson operating out of the gun. Watson throws over the middle. It is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Stills has just burned the Saints. Deshaun Watson is a magician. What a throw and what a rally.
Cobb in a slot on the right. Out of the gun. Prescott play action. Got a man right over to the middle. That ball is caught by Jarwin at the five. And he walks in easy for the first Dallas touchdown of the year. Cowboys win.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. And a lot of things to get into, and obviously about 20 minutes left into the program. So Saints and Rams, that's one of the marquee matchups, in my humble opinion, Mike. And another game where I think we should see a lot of points being put up on the scoreboard. Todd Gurley, let me ask you about him a little bit. Not the same guy that he has been over previous years. And what I noticed out of them week one was they were going to more of a running back by committee type of operation, which is interesting, and we'll see how the touches go for Todd Gurley throughout the season. I actually have a feeling that his workload will get more as the season goes on, and ultimately what they're doing is probably a pretty good idea just in case he's not able to take the workload, because then these other guys will have stepped up throughout the season and they'll be more prepared if Todd Gurley can't give them more throughout the season. But what are you seeing from the Rams? And again, this is extremely early. We're in week two, but that's what I noticed, is a little bit more of a running back by committee, and Jared Goff was a little bit off with his passing. He's got some decent weapons, to be honest, and they should have a pretty good offense, and that's kind of why I'm expecting a pretty pretty big offensive explosion between the Saints and the Rams later on today. But what are you seeing from Todd Gurley? What are you seeing from the Rams?
Well, you know, when you talk about the Rams, you talk about a dynamic offense. And certainly, you know, he's been part of that dynamic offense, but he's also been hurt. And so, you know, if he can simply stay healthy, I think he adds, I mean, he brings just another breakout dimension for Jared Goff. And you're right, Jared Goff, you know, with his accuracy and just the way he's been playing, he certainly has room for improvement. But we also, you know, we're in the second week of the season. But this today's game, like you said, there's going to be a lot of points scored. And I don't know about you, Andy, but I'm a little tired of New Orleans and all they're still complaining over that one call or non-call from last year's playoffs. And I just want to say, just like, it's time to move on. There was football after that play that you didn't get done, that you didn't make the plays. So if you want to keep blaming that one call and dress up like a referee and look petty and look, you know, like a little whiny little, you know what, then keep doing it. But, you know, look, we are in a new season. You got to make the plays. And you're going to have your hands full today of the Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, but in their defense, and I get where you're going with that, because ultimately you can't dwell on the past. It's only about the future. But I can't remember a team having as bad a luck as they had with a couple seasons in a row in the postseason. So some of their anger is a little bit warranted, if you ask me. And that was a pass interference that they missed. It is what it is, like you're saying, but use that as fuel to fire. That's what I would say. Use it to fuel your fire, the Saints, and make that be what helps you get over the hump this season. So, again, we'll see how that all shakes out. Let's talk Browns for a minute here. Obviously, they play the Jets. They had a terrible week one against the Titans, who – may or may not be a good football team. We haven't really addressed that yet, but we will in the weeks to come. But the Browns, Odell Beckham came out earlier in the week talking about, you know, coaches going after him and teaching players dirty hits. Again, you talk about the Saints and their antics a little bit. What about Odell Beckham and his antics?
Oh, yeah. Come on, you know, and there's players that have come to the Greg Williams defense on this. Now, make no mistake with, you know, Coach Williams. I mean, he teaches his guys to hit and hit hard. He preaches a physical kind of defense, but he does have that thing with Bounty Gate as well. Odell, you know, he's kind of like a slightly downgraded version of AB. I mean, the drama that he creates and over his wearing the watch and just complaining about this or that, his antics on the sideline. Like, I don't want any part of that. Like, just, you know, and I know he's immensely talented, but I just don't want any part of that crap. From my receivers. If you're going to act like a receiver, act like Julio Jones or Larry Fitzgerald, those kind of things. But I think a lot of that personally was trying to get the refs' attention, for this game upcoming. So if there is one of those hard hits or what Odell thinks is an illegal hit, the refs are going to be maybe a little bit more cognizant about it than they would be if maybe if he didn't bring it up. I mean, that's just how I feel about it.
No, I think that's a good call. I really do. I think it's just him trying to bring awareness to that game and obviously to himself a little bit. And I for the most part, I agree with you. However, when we're talking about guys like Antonio Brown and we're talking about Odell Beckham, unfortunately, these guys have superior talent to other guys in this league, and that's why they're always going to get an opportunity no matter what happens with them mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever it is, that they're going to get a shot, they're going to get a chance. I know you're a Cubs fan. You're probably a little bit of a Bears fan, and obviously it was an ugly game week one against the Green Bay Packers, but they've also had themselves quite some time off, and they go to Denver to play the Broncos, who aren't all that great. Joe Flacco has he's got to figure out the way there with the Denver Broncos early in the season. I actually think this is a good opportunity for the Bears to kind of right their ship a little bit.
No, it is. And you got to wonder, you know, I just wonder what the mindset of John Elway was in signing Flacco. I mean, I get the experience. He's a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But, man, you just wonder about the fit with Flacco. But with Chicago, I mean, they got their own issues at quarterback with Trubisky. So this is going to be an interesting game. I don't know if there's going to be a lot of points between the two teams being scored. But I'm kind of thinking Chicago can go on the road in Denver and get the W.
All right, so let's go through our picks real quickly. We've only got about 5 minutes. 49ers and Bengals, who you got?
You know what? I'm going to take San Francisco on the road.
I'm with you right there, man. We're both high on the 49ers. I like them to win on the road, too. Chargers and Lions, Chargers on the road. I'm going to say that they're going to struggle. They got a lot of guys out today. And you know what? This is going to be a wild one. I think they squeak it out, but it's going to be a challenge, man. I'm taking the Chargers in a really tight game.
So what you're saying is the lie downs won't exactly lie down today. I'm going to take the Chargers as well.
All right, Vikings at the Packers. I got to go with the Green Bay Packers at home. This is one of those statement games early in the season.
Yep, absolutely. Green Bay at Lambeau all day. Yep.
Colts playing the Titans. I think the Titans are going to get it done, man. I'm sorry, but I like the Titans. I think that what you saw from them week one is something that we're going to see. They're a decent football team. I think they get it done against the Colts, who aren't going to go away quietly, though.
Tennessee at home. I think you're a nail on the head there, Andy, but I will take the Titans as well.
Okay. Patriots, Dolphins. Patriots win by a lot, in my humble opinion.
Patriots against air. I'm going to have to take the Patriots with this one.
Bills and Giants. I'm going to go with the Bills, man. I just feel like this Josh Allen kid, there's something there. I'm not quite sure if it's magic yet, but he finds ways to keep them in games, and the Giants are struggling because I believe Shepard's out today too. So I'm going to take the Bills on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to take Buffalo as well. I saw that Shepard was going to be out, and you just wonder how long they're going to go until they put Jones in, and it's just the Giants, it's just kind of a cluster right now. So you got to, I think the smart play is to go with Buffalo.
Seahawks and Steelers, man. I'm going to say the Steelers continue to struggle. I'm sorry, but I just don't think things are totally right there in Pittsburgh. I like the Seahawks to win on the road, and I know you're going to like Pittsburgh, so we can just move on. Cowboys playing the Redskins on this one. I think the Cowboys are set up to have themselves a little bit of a letdown, so I'm going to say the Redskins win this one on the road, win this one at home against the Cowboys, who everybody's so high on right now.
I'm going to take the Cowboys, but I agree with you with the letdown, but I don't think it's going to be a letdown enough to lose to Washington.
Cardinals and Ravens. I'm going to take the Ravens. This is a place they haven't won since 1997. I am going to say it's going to be an entertaining football game, and the Cardinals will probably be playing catch-up, so it's going to be fun. Just get your popcorn and buckle up, but I like the Ravens to win at home.
I like the Ravens to win at home as well. So it'll be fun. I mean, I'm right there with you, but I think Baltimore takes care of it.
All right, Texans, I got them beating the Jaguars. I think the Jaguars are going to struggle without Foles, so I'm taking the Texans in this one.
Yeah, this is a no-brainer. Houston at home, no Foles. They got Deshaun Watson. The Texans do. Texans all day.
Chiefs and Raiders, this is going to be a fun one. I'm sorry, but I have a feeling there's going to be some points scored. I will take the Chiefs, though. I think they get it done.
You know what? I'm going to say that the Raiders keep playing inspired football for Gruden and just for their team in general. So I'm going to take the Raiders.
Bears and Broncos, I think we both have the Bears winning on the road, so we'll move on quickly from there. Yep. Saints and Rams, I think this is going to be a fun game, but I am going to take the Rams to win at home against the Saints.
I'm going to take the Saints to go on the road and get it done in a close game. Plenty of points, but it's going to be a close one.
Little bit of a revenge factor, maybe. Eagles and Falcons, again, another game where I think we're going to see a lot of points being put up on the board. I'm just going to go with Matty Ice and the Falcons because they're playing at home, and this is only a 1.5-point spread for the Eagles on the road. So I'm going to take the home dog in this one. Who do you got?
I'm going to take the home dog as well. Atlanta's going to get in the W column.
And then I think we both like the Browns on Monday night against the Jets. So we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back and give our parting shots like always. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Lions on the move. Stafford from the gun. Stafford, wide open pass. Tate over the middle. Tate breaks a tackle. Tate high, kicks it into the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit. Quick strike ability by the Lions.
Play action to him. Goff floats, Kupp downfield. What a throw! Cooper Kupp. Come on. Touchdown Rams. No flags.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I am a little more impressed with you.
Welcome back in for the final time today here on Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Catch me late night doing the NFL Rewind on Sports Overnight America, the world famous Sports Overnight America on Sirius XM Channel 211. I start that at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We talk about what happened on the football field from Sunday's action. So, Mike, without further ado, it's parting shot time. You are up, my friend.
Hey, I'm just going to give my shout-out to the University of Georgia for what they did for the Arkansas State coach who lost his wife to breast cancer about a month ago. And they had a pink out at Georgia to respectfully honor her life and the head coach of Arkansas State. So big ups to Georgia.
Hey, that's an awesome one, man. That is special. I'm glad you put that out there. My parting shot, I got a couple of them. I believe the Phoenix Rising have won 19 straight soccer games. That's impressive at any level. I don't care what you're doing and how you're doing it, but 19 straight wins on the soccer field is relatively impressive. And then obviously we got to talk about NFL football and what we're going to see on the field today. We have some great matchups like the Green Bay Packers playing the Minnesota Vikings early in the season. This could set the tone for one or both of these teams. The Rams and the Saints going at it as well. That's a marquee matchup, a potential matchup that you could see in the NFC Championship game. So week two of the NFL is here, people. Buckle up, get your popcorn ready, and enjoy the day ahead of you. For Mike Wilson, for Scott on the other side, making it all possible, John Poulter, our professor of sports, I would be the Dorf Man saying peace. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
May we do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.